Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm very, very excited. We're back doing shows on this thing, and that's a very good thing. Man, it gives me a little bit of a break from my day job of painting away, and that's cool. Tonight is super exciting because we've got a band on that is I'm just blown away by. And this is going to be my go-to band now. Whenever I go to a lot of parties and stuff like that, and you talk to people, and they're always like, "Oh, nobody's making any cool music today." You know, you always hear that some drunk idiot saying something like that. This is the band I'm going to say, "Oh yeah, shut your mouth," because check this out. And this will shut up anybody like that. They're a fantastic band, and I really, really dig them. The Manchin. I hope I'm saying that right. Mr. Mark Manchin's on with us tonight. Mark, how are you?
I am doing fantastic, and yeah, we're called The Manchin, so you're right about that, and everything else you said.
I love it. Now, you guys just got finished up playing the big Rocklahoma Festival, right?
Yeah, dude, we're still recovering from it. I'm the only one.
I know you guys are on late.
That's why everyone else is not on the phone, because they all passed out in the tour bus. Recovering from the too many drinks, beers, and whatnot that we had. Yeah, it was a blast, man. It was a great weekend. We actually played two shows. We played the big show. Yeah, we played the big show on Saturday on the Axis stage right after Godsmack. It was a midnight.
Oh, okay.
Then, the day after, a band dropped off from a smaller stage, and the organizers, they had seen our performance the night before, and they asked us to fill in, and we were like, hell yeah, we'll do one more show, and it was actually epic. It was in the campground, a lot of people, girls, showing their titties. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. We had a blast.
Rock and roll, right? Yeah. Rock and roll.
Yeah. It was wild part.
It's a fantastic band, and I really, really like the album a lot, Revolution, which you're promoting Interesting thing. I was doing a little bit of research about your band. You guys are out of Hollywood. You're based out of Hollywood, and
The band is based out of
California.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
But you guys Mark, you're like addicted to touring or something. It seems because man, you were on the road. For years,
Yes, dude, we have been on the road basically nonstop for 4 years. It's been really crazy. And actually, that's one of the reasons why it took us so long to put out this album, because there was really never any time off that we were not touring or organizing a tour. So, basically took me like 4 or 5 years to write, to really finish the album because of all the touring that we did. Yeah.
It's like you're like a Greek myth. That's amazing.
We were a Hollywood band for several years, and we did all the Sunset Strip, the whiskey, all the famous ones. But, when you are in LA, especially in Hollywood, I was like right in the middle of the craziness and, you tend to kind of it's a microcosm, you're just in that place. But, I just felt, we really got to get out there and tour. And everybody's like, oh, you got to, be on tour to really make it big. And I'm like, fuck yeah, then let's fucking do it. And so
Right. Absolutely. We
took it really to the next level. And we toured a lot, yeah. So, but the album is finally out.
Well, that's awesome. It's fantastic. I saw a video on YouTube where you guys did the unboxing of it, and you had, you know, I don't know, some ungodly amount of CDs on your tour bus, 5,000,
oh, yeah,
some crazy number, just boxes and boxes, and I'm like, they're ready.
I know.
That's what you got to do.
Dude. Yeah, that was so fun because we got all these boxes, and we were already basically preparing for the tour, so we're in the tour bus. And, you know, like, we've waited so long to get these copies, you know, and finally we got, we were so excited. And that
That's
was all
great.
Live. I was like, you know, we got to do that live, you know. And so, yeah, we're super excited. And we got the first single out called Say It. And we got a cool video that we shot. We actually shot that in Italy ahead of last year's European tour. We got there a month ahead to shoot this video. And it came out really good. We had I have a friend, a childhood friend, who's a famous actress in Italy, and she works in, you know, a lot of movie directors, and her husband is a quite popular movie director over there. So they did this passion project for us, you know, and helped us out, and this
nice.
They brought a whole crew, and it was really awesome. We're really really happy.
I was wondering, because the video is kick-ass, everybody. And if you have, I've been playing it. It's on my website. It's on all my social media. And it, Say It, you can watch it on YouTube. But when I first saw it, I'm like, man, this is a real big-budget video. You know, I mean, it does not look like this was filmed in somebody's garage or something. You know what I mean? This is very cool video.
We got a really cool location in southern Italy, you know. And then, as I said, we had the whole crew. It was really cool. Actually, we have the next video coming up for the next single. It's called Imagine Tomorrow. Now, if you thought that
today really?
Was epic, wait for the next one. The next one's going to blow your mind. Some
nice.
Crazy locations, you know. So, yeah, we're super stoked. And I'm glad you had time to listen to the album and dig it, man. Really means a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a I tell people I'm a retired club rat. You know, for the past 20 years, if not longer, I've been in clubs in every country in the world, it seems like.
Nice.
But yeah, I went, you know, I went clubbing one weekend and spent a couple decades doing it. But I was always really into electronic music. I'm not a musician. I'm a painter. It's what I do. But growing up, all my friends were musicians. And I was always very much into the grew up in Detroit. And maybe this has something to do with it. But I really liked, I was always into like kind of the industrial, and then in the 90s, it kind of became industrial rock, really became a thing.
Yeah.
You know, the rise of Nine Inch Nails and stuff. And your music, which is cool, it's a rock band, but you're not afraid of a synthesizer, you know? Or, places to it.
You know, it's funny because everyone says, you know, there's not original bands, but truth is labels don't want original bands. Like if we were doing some chant, hardcore bullshit, like every other band trying to rip off, you know, whatever, Periphery or whatnot, you know, like we're doing the same stupid moves on stage as everyone else is doing, we already be way bigger, you know, you know, originality doesn't pay off in the industry as much as they want to paint that that's what they look for. They don't. But we, quite frankly, don't give a shit. We are touring by ourselves, just working hard. And as an artist, you know, I didn't get into music to become rich. You know, it's something that we are passionate about. And so, when I make an album, I do what I want to do. And for me, like this new album, you know, we have a guitarist in the band. Like nobody's got a guitarist in the band, or almost nobody.
Right. Well,
you know,
great.
And,
great.
Yeah. So we got definitely. It's like we consider ourselves a rock band because we make songs, especially the new album. It's it's very melodic, but there's definitely the big metal influence. And when I say metal in the broad sense. Anything from like, you know, actual hard rock to grunge to heavy metal, new metal, and even some industrial. There's a lot of bands, even bands like The Prodigy stuff, you know, like Rammstein, you know, there's a lot of mix that we throw in there, and also a lot of 90s. And, you know, we do our thing, and everybody's like, oh man, you guys sound like no one else. I'm like, Well, thank you. I hope that's a compliment.
Yeah, it is. It is. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Velvet Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. I'm going to tell you, Mark, I was listening to your album, and my girlfriend, Danny, came in the studio here, and I have my little studio here, which is actually an art studio, but I have my little computer radio show corner of it, and that's mm-hmm. where I do all of my thinking, you know, and I was listening to your album, and Danny came in the room, and she's like, ooh, I don't know who that is, but that is smooching music, and she's really
that's cool.
new metal and stuff, and but yeah, she was. It was a good afternoon, Mark. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's
yeah,
good.
Really
and, you know, like,
it.
You know, we made a point of doing something that you don't hear a lot these days, which is bring back the dynamics. Like, you know, I'm a
right.
huge fan of the '90s. You know, you listen to bands like Int or Soundgarden. You know, they had dynamics. You know, you'd have.
Absolutely.
And I'm talking within a song, going from soft and delicate to fucking brutal. And, you know,
right.
and also within the album, you know, you'd have, you know, like you'd have slower songs or, and then you'd have some really heavy stuff. And that's what we do, you know. You listen to the album. I wrote over 50 songs for this album to then narrow
wow.
it down to just 10. Because it took
wow.
me so long to put out this new album. And I was like, I got to put out an album that I am going to be 100% proud with.
Right.
And so, yeah, you listen to the album and every song, there's quite a bit of variety by all, you know, it's all together. There's a theme behind the lyrics. So, we're happy with it. We're very happy. And people seem to have been responding very, very positively to it so far. So,
well, it's fantastic. And, you know, and we mentioned, folks, we have a link up to The Mansion's website, www.themansion.com, themaeinsion.com. And, yeah, it's a link right to it. And it's a fantastic website. I love this website. It's got links to all your social media.
Thank you.
One of the things I really dig about your band is you guys don't shy away from the from doing video stuff and behind the scenes video, you know.
Yeah.
I'm an old man, Mark. When I was a kid, you never found, I mean, you'd read magazines and liner notes. That's how you found out about bands. And you knew somebody would have stories or something. But it's so cool how cool you are with your fans. You know what I mean? You provide all this behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I was fascinated when Skye cut her keyboard in half. That was a fascinating video to me.
That was a crazy,
I don't know if she did it.
Crazy thing.
But it
Dude,
worked.
It's so fun. We actually kind of regret doing that because
oh, really?
there was a Nord keyboard. That keyboard is $2,000. And it's funny, there's a funny story with that. It's actually my keyboard because I used to produce bands for as my main job before we were touring. And I used that keyboard on the Evolution album, the previous album. But that thing was so big, and we were just triggering the sounds from her guitar. And so one day we were in this campground, we were on tour somewhere in the Midwest, and I was like, man, if this keyboard would only fit into the rack, you know, it'd be so easier to set up. And Scott was like, yeah, maybe we should just saw it enough. And I was like, okay, let's get the – we had this electric saw in the RV, and we just did it. It was hilarious because all the electronic stuff was on one side, so the thing still works perfectly.
Oh, okay.
And now it's rack-mountable.
Nice. Well, two things
but I can
on
never
that.
Tell
Colin
it.
Having the idea of doing it. And you know, and also having an electric chainsaw with you while camping,
wow,
you know, on tour. Who brings a chainsaw,
you know,
on tour with them? The mansion does.
You have no idea the shit that we got on tour, especially on the first tour, because we bought. It's funny, like we basically let go of the apartments that we had in Hollywood, and we sold the cars. Because we're like, there's no way we can survive on the road with the bills in LA because LA is so expensive, especially where we were at in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And so we sold everything that we had. I sold all my studio gear and we bought this tour bus. And we had no clue. I didn't know how to drive it. We had no experience going around the country. There was no one teaching us anything, no labels behind, completely like, you know, just at the adventure. And so I brought half of my garage, all the tools that I had, just in case we had to fix something.
In the
box,
underneath, right? Underneath,
yes,
they have those.
It's a huge tuba.
The area, the bay. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because you never know
and
you might
so,
need something. That's
yeah,
smart.
Just, like, seriously. And then we have this, we have a lot of, like, props on stage, lights, and these speakers that I built. And so you never know when you use, you know, when you need a tool. So we actually had a electric saw on the bus with us, so yeah, you know.
Oh man!
But say you never know when you are in a really isolated area of the country and some crazy person comes at you. You know, you better have your tools to defend yourself, right?
Absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-ring. TheCRing.com. I'm going to send a recording of this podcast to a young band I know in Arizona. They were on the show this a couple years ago, but they had just had this adventure and they were telling me about it. And they changed managers. I don't know. They got into a fight with their manager, this gal, and she got pissed off. And they were at a gas station. They all went in to buy chips and whatever, and she left with all their stuff. She said bye.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, see, you can't be in business with people like that. And you need a tour bus with everything you could possibly need in it. So there you go.
That's the way to do it. Trust
exactly.
My
exactly.
Yeah.
I
want to
mention, you guys are playing. You guys are still on tour. Now, I know you just did the Rocklahoma thing. And you guys
we're about halfway.
What's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow we got Kansas. I don't even know what day of the week it is. But on Thursday, we have Kansas City. Yeah, on Thursday. And we have another 2 months in North America. We're finishing a lot of shows here in the Midwest. And then we go up to Canada and we go coast to coast from New Brunswick all the way to British Columbia to Vancouver. So it's going to be a lot of shows in Canada, almost one entire month. And then we come down the West Coast. The North American tour was almost 4 months, and it will end on July 15th. So if you're in North America and listening to this radio show, check our webpage. Yeah, and come see us. And then if you're in Europe, because we do have a lot of fans in Europe, after that we'll fly to Europe and we'll tour through the end of the year. October, November, December, we'll do the usual, you know, UK, Germany, Belgium, Italy, and whatnot. So, yeah, we got a full schedule ahead.
Nice.
That's
fantastic,
man.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I was just talking to a friend of mine, and he's in a more of an electronic band, synthesizer type band, dance band out of London. And we were talking about the music business and what have you. And, you know, he's like, yeah, he goes, you know, you have to tour. You got to get your ass on stage if you want to, you know, just getting paid by streams is a hard go. You know, you got to, that's the key, getting out there and tour. And,
well,
and you guys
even
are
with
people.
That, it's still hard to get paid. Well, I would say, yeah, dude, no matter what you do, it's hard to get paid in music, unfortunately. And there's an agenda behind it. I mean, you know, the reality, I always say, it's not like there's no more money produced by the music industry. It's just that the money, it's all going to Facebook and YouTube and Google, you know, instead of going to Spotify, instead of going to the bands. And especially since the big labels all bought, you know, the stocks into Spotify and whatnot. So, you know, they're just taking all the money. And it's just so difficult to... I think even getting people to the concerts is way harder these days because they just go on YouTube and see the shit for free. You know what I mean? But the ones that do go out, I got to say there's a lot of people that are like super fans and they'll buy all the stuff and they'll follow you. And these hardcore fans, they are actually really the ones that, you know, keep the music industry alive, you know? When we're always very grateful when we gain new fans like that because they won't just listen to stuff. They will actually purchase. They will go on the website. They'll buy the CD. They'll get the poster autographed, you know. And it really means a lot for bands like us because we're not some rich kids, you know. We really work so hard to get where we are. So, and I think that's probably why, you know, we have an album called Revolution because we tour around so much. You talk to all the people and, you know, it really changes your view of the world, you know, because when you live in one place, then you just think, you know, that the reality is just the reality of that place. But you start going around talking to people. It's almost like being a politician on tour, you know, like ahead of the elections. They just go around and they talk to the people in the different areas, because when you are there, you talk to the people and you see, you know, they tell you their problems or they tell you all the stuff, you know, because that's the way it is. And then you connect with these people. And I think that's one of the most important things about touring. Forget about the money, because you make no money. But the point is, you talk to the people and you connect to real fans. And then when you're going to write an album, after you've been touring so much, it's going to be completely different. Because you actually are a real rock star. Even if you're not famous, you know?
How
can you not be tired?
Right.
Oh, who said
no,
I'm tired?
No. I was saying, how can you not be inspired? You know, you connect
inspired.
With these people.
As an
artist, that's got to be so cool, you know, to get all that input.
To me, that's the main difference. If you listen to the previous album and this one, I mean, the change in style and the change in the lyrics. Like, give you an example. I used to be a lot more cryptic with my lyrics. You know, like you'd have to read through the lines. And the new album is the most direct I've ever written. And it's not like, you know, I'm there like thinking, oh, I'm going to do this, as much as, you know, when you see how people connect to some songs rather than others, you know, when you start playing so many concerts. Wow. I mean, we've done over 500 concerts in the last four years. And then you start seeing what connects to the audience and what doesn't. And then you kind of get, you know, out of your head, and then you just say, you know, at the end of the day, what really moves me is what moves the people, when there is that connection from the stage and the audience. And then you just want to write it. You just want to make, you know, music that people can, even if they don't know you, they can enjoy, and, you know, and then something that they can, that can last, you know, a little more than 10 play, you know, something that is, you know, simple enough for people to understand, but also deep enough where people can keep listening and going back to that album and 10 years, you know, down the road say, wow, you know what? That fucking album was amazing. I still listen to it. So that's
Absolutely. Basically
the goal,
Absolutely.
You know?
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you, so check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
And it really resonates. And I think you've got your finger, you know, on the pulse politically. We're seeing a lot of bullshit right now in the world. You know, and you know, we need somebody to take over Times Square and say it on the big screen. You know? I mean, that needs to happen.
You know, people are so fast to discount artists, but let's not forget that, you know, the reason why actually it's important to hear artists, you know, have their say in about political stuff is because they travel. That's the secret, because I don't care where you're from. You know, you only know about what you know. But when you move around the world and you talk to people, it opens your eyes. You start understanding what actually is great of where you come from and what actually is not great. And you start seeing other systems, especially when you go abroad, as much as we do. There's some things about America that are, you know, better in America than anywhere else. But there's other stuff that is the contrary, where America is so far behind.
Right.
And so as a proud American citizen that I am, you know, I love America, and so it's, I feel it's my duty as an artist to try and, you know, and say, well, you know what, we're the best at this, but what about this? There's other countries that do better than us. Why? Why shouldn't we, you know, mobilize? Why shouldn't we do this? And I try to keep it, you know, I don't like alienating people because I got a lot of friends on the left and on the right. And to me, you know, being from California, you know, there's a lot of the left, but, you know, and they're quick to say, oh, the rednecks is in the air. You know what? I got a ton of friends that are so-called rednecks, and they're the coolest fucking people ever. And, you know, it's just the reality. The city life and the countryside life is completely different. And, you know, people, there are great people from, you know, there are Republicans, great people, there are liberal, there are Democrats. It's just about the people. You know, you just got to connect with everybody because everybody is a little bit right and a little bit wrong, you know.
Right.
You'll get just brainwashed by the media. And actually say it, that's what that song is. You know, I feel strongly that, you know, people just get brainwashed, you know, whether they fucking read CNN or Fox News. There's so much false information on both sides. Everybody pulls to their side. At the end of the day, you know who loses? Just everyone except the elite.
Yep.
The elite, the super rich, they get to do whatever they want, taking our rights away, and all they do is they blame the other party and shit. And then at the end of the day, the regular people suffer the consequences. And, you know, we're not afraid to fucking say this on stage and to make the whole show, it's about that. Like, you know, really, whatever you believe in, it doesn't matter if I agree to it or not. Whatever you believe, get up, don't be a sheep, you know, look outside of the box, don't believe the, you know, the media, and just make your voice be heard.
Absolutely, absolutely. And say it. And speaking of that, let's play the track, because this is a kick-ass track, and I want everybody to hear it. Here it is, everybody. This is Say It, The Mansion. Check it out.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Say It by The Mansion. I like this track a lot. In the original live recording of this this show, we had a little bit of an issue. We had a technical issue with it. I don't know, our software was acting up or something, but we added it in for you there, and we're awfully glad you got to hear it, because it just kicks ass. Such a good song. And we're going to get right back to the interview now.
Well, very, very cool.
They can go on our website, get a copy of the CD, or stream it on, on iTunes or Spotify. Just go listen to the song, you know, follow us.
Nice.
Support music.
Yeah, absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, on my website, jamierocks.us, there we have our Spotify playlist right there on the homepage. And, Say It is going to be, you know, right at the top of that here in about 5 minutes. So, yeah, it's definitely on there. And I always like to tell people, too, if you have playlists and you put, you know, everybody does on Spotify, they put these cool playlists together. If you dig a band, add them to your playlist. That's right,
because it
affects algorithms and matrices and all this kind of stuff. It's very, very important.
It does, yeah.
If you're, you know, put them on your Pandora. You know, trust me, that helps a lot as well. Very, very cool. I don't know what the heck's wrong with this thing, Mark. I apologize about that. This isn't the way
it's you see what's happening? It's Google.
You were talking about the elite.
Google.
And they put the screws down.
They are stopping. You see, they're already seeping into your computer. In fact, I see drones. Oh, the drones are getting me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Mark, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, man. You guys kick ass. Keep doing what you're doing. You're so good at it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
for
having
me,
you know, and attempting to play my video, my song.
We will definitely have it added in the podcast. And, next time you guys are down here in Miami area, South Florida, you know, I will be looking you guys up. And
actually want to give a shout out to our fans in Miami, because we had a show on this tour and we were forced to cancel it because our two bus broke down in the middle of Texas and it took us like 5 days to. So actually we had to cancel a couple Florida shows, including Miami. And I was really upset because we had like a bunch of fans that helped us put the show together and they're like, oh, come to Miami. And then we didn't get to play the show. But on the next tour, for sure, we'll have
next
to make
time.
It down there. Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, there will be a next time because these guys, you know, tour constantly. They live in that tour bus. It, they are everywhere.
Go online, buy the CD, help us keep doing what we do, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Mark, I always tell my my musician friends when they go on tour, you know, we have a guest room, but more importantly, and we're a 10-minute walk from the beach, me and Danny here. But more importantly, we have a washer and dryer. And everybody on tour seems to like
that. Oh, yeah. Trust me. Anytime we touch water, it's like, oh, my gosh, water. it's like, you know, being on tour, it really makes you appreciate stuff that you never even thought about it before. You know, like just running water, you know, clean toilet. You know, stuff that you're like, you know, we all give for granted. And then you hit the road for that long and you just dream about it, you know?
Right. Oh, man, that's funny. That is funny. Well, I can't wait to hear the new single, too. And I'll be blasting that out.
Definitely.
And I definitely will have you back on the show because, man, what a cool guest. And I just am such a big fan of your music. Very, very
Thank you,
good.
Man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
anytime.
Any
well,
listener...
We'll put out the new video, and let's talk
again.
I'd love to get your feedback on the new song, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, well, I'll let you get back to it, because I know you guys are got to be just wiped out, you know? You only have a day or two before the next show, you know? Are you guys still in Oklahoma, or are you guys still en route to Kansas City?
No, right now we're in Tulsa.
I got you.
It was a big city close by, and we're actually just at Walmart in the parking lot.
That's where
actually,
that's the trick. He knows the trick, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, if I you're camping or have a camper or something, that's the place to stay.
I'm going to give a little shout-out to Walmart. It's funny because when I was in Los Angeles, I never even thought about going to Walmart to shop. But,
right.
You know, since we're on tour, it's like I love Walmart because, you know, it's one of those stores that lets you stay there. You know, they open 24 mm-hmm. hours. They got this huge parking lot, and they're very RV and tour bus friendly. So if it wasn't
right.
for Walmart, sometimes, I don't know, the parking, so...
Right.
Yeah.
And you can always get some coffee. You can always get some coffee or whatever you need.
Yeah.
Paper towel,
or whatever. And it's so funny. Like, we have done the craziest. Like, we have been, like, playing bowling in the parking lot. Like, we bought a bowling set at Walmart. And we've been playing bowling in the parking lot. We've been, like, working out. We've been, like fixing stuff on their V. And nobody says anything. They're super chill with it. And it's just amazing.
That's
Walmart
cool.
definitely
That's cool.
helps keep rock and roll alive. I can tell you that.
That's right. Well, fantastic. Well, break a leg on all the shows, and I will be talking to you soon. Best to the Riz and Sky. You know, hope they get rested up
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Yeah,
and
when they wake up.
This. Yeah, exactly. They're like vampires. Got to wait till the sun goes down. I'm teasing. Very, very cool. Well, I will talk to you soon, my friend. And folks, this show will be fixed, and the missing track will be added. And this will be pushed out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on Apple Podcasts, which is the old iTunes podcast page. But they changed the name, and
awesome.
They want me to start saying Apple Podcasts now instead of iTunes. So whatever.
Yeah,
it's on there for free. So. If you can, if you are listening to the show on Apple Podcast in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. That keeps us up at the top of the page, and it just really annoys all of my ex-girlfriend. No, I'm kidding. I don't notice that at all. But it makes our advertisers happy, and that makes me happy. So, cool. We will be back tomorrow, everybody. Have a good night, and thanks again, Mark. You're awesome.
Hey, thank you for having us, man. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bye. Talk to you later, folks.
Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.